A series of deadly shootings at spa parlours in the US last month, where six of the victims were Asian women, has sparked a worldwide anti-racism campaign. The Stop Asian Hate movement says there's been increasing violence and prejudice against people of Asian heritage, particularly during this pandemic. But it's not been easy to prove to police or in a courtroom. Isabel Rowe can tell us more about the rise in anti-Asian sentiment in the US and here in Australia.
The movement started, Fran, after that terrible incident in Atlanta, Georgia, about 4 weeks ago, when a 21-year-old man walked into a spa in Atlanta and shot four women who worked there. An hour later, he went into a second spa and shot another four women. Six of the eight victims were Asian American, and from the outset, police and Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms saw these shootings as a hate crime against the Asian race.
Whether it's senseless violence we've seen play out in our streets, or more targeted violence like we saw on yesterday, a crime against any community is a crime against us all.
It sparked something that had clearly been sitting with Asian Americans for some time. There were dozens of rallies across the US that following weekend where Asian Americans talked about their feeling that racism against them had been increasing. At one of the rallies in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania, actress Sandra Oh addressed the crowd.
This is the first time we are even able to voice our fear and our anger, and I really am so grateful for everyone willing to listen. I know many of us in our community are very scared, and I understand that.
Not long after that shooting in Atlanta, CCTV emerged showing a vicious attack on a 65-year-old Asian woman in New York. She was just walking down the street when you see a man just kick her to the ground out of the blue. New York police say that the first officer on the scene was actually of Chinese descent, and the NYPD chief says that that made all the difference.
A concern of our Asian victims coming forward. They were intimidated, they were scared, they were worried about a host of different things. Getting that right Asian investigator that spoke that dialect paid off dividends.
The Stop Asian Hate group was started by a conglomerate of Asian American research departments and organisations at San Francisco University. They've set up a website to collect incident reports from people about their experiences of anti-Asian sentiment. And during the pandemic, they collected 3,800 incidents, up from 2,600 the previous year. But these are self-reported incidents that aren't necessarily vetted or even reported to police. And if you look at police statistics in the US, there were 122 incidents of anti-Asian American hate crimes in 16 of the country's most populous cities in 2020, an increase of almost 150% over the previous year. But there is a big discrepancy in the numbers there. What police say is an anti-Asian crime has a much higher bar than what the Asian community feels is a hate crime. And this has become a point of contention. That man who beat up the woman in New York was charged with a hate crime, but the man who shot those women in the spas in Atlanta wasn't. In another example, in February in Manhattan, a Chinese man was walking home one evening when he was suddenly stabbed in the back, completely unprovoked. It was immediately added to the unofficial list of anti-Asian hate crimes discussed by campaigners, but it was really hard to prove. Nicole Hong, who's a reporter with the New York Times, spoke to their podcast The Daily about what happened when police investigated that case.
So according to prosecutors, they believe that the perpetrator never actually even saw the victim's face before stabbing him because he ran up behind to stab him, even though he told police, "I didn't like the way he looked at me."
Right.
Prosecutors say they have no evidence that he knew he was Asian. I think from the prosecutor's point of view, they're saying we just don't have enough to go off of here to call this an anti-Asian hate crime.
So it's clearly causing a bit of an issue with police and community and their expectations. While the anti-Asian sentiment is not a new phenomenon, of course, former President Donald Trump has been blamed for fueling hatred towards Asian Americans during the pandemic by constantly calling COVID the China virus. In contrast, President Joe Biden has sought to soothe the fear in the Asian community. In the last week or so, he's announced that he'd reinstate a White House initiative on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. And the rhetoric that Chinese people people are somehow responsible for the coronavirus has not escaped us here in Australia. There were two surveys carried out by the Scanlon Foundation in July and November last year at the height of the pandemic, and they showed that 47% of Australians had negative feelings towards Chinese Australians. The Asian Australian Alliance has also started a website similar to that one that Stop Asian Hate has done, where you can report your own incident, and they had 500 incidents reported. The vast majority, though, never actually made it to the police. So the extent to which it's an issue in Australia is probably quite underreported.
Isabel, thank you very much.
You're welcome.